And I'm going to stop this because this is so cute, guys. Listen here for a second, 1 second. If you listen closely, pot him up. There you go. We called Jason, and he's...
Oh, he's currently sleeping.
He fell asleep.
He's so tired.
In the back of an Uber? Because he's driving to the rink, right?
No, he's not driving yet. He spoke, in fact...
That didn't sound like a snore, really.
Is he a sleep farter? Hold on.
He had to pull over on the side of the road.
Jason. Jason.
He's Hello? Sleeping. Oh, no, he woke up.
Hey!
Oh,
hey! Hey!
Oh,
hi,
man. Jason. Wakey, wakey, hands off snakey.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Good morning.
Jason, you tired of talking about your sleep or not? Because we have a lot of questions.
No, I mean, mainly I'm just still wondering why my wife wants me to go through a dry spell. Yeah,
I don't want you to.
Yeah, right.
Just kind of
sounds like it.
Hot streaks are streaks.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, who's going to be to blame if you do not score against Philadelphia tonight? Is it your teammates? Is it Carly? Is it the media? Do you believe in jinxes? Well, whose fault is it going to be?
Hendricks, blame the baby.
No, it can't be Hendricks. I don't. Maybe mine? I don't know.
Oh good. I like that. Take the blame on yourself.
What? Listen up, meat sauce. That's how that thing's done.
Right. Hey, are you having fun with this, though? What? I mean, honestly, if you score the first goal tonight for the Wild, it's historic. It would tie the NHL record. You got, whether you care about that or not, do you have a moment in this last week or so to at least enjoy that you're having fun and killing it?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I was telling Carly, it makes such a difference that we're winning games too. You know, you can do anything you want individually, and if you're losing games, it's not the same. So, you know, it was a terrible feeling after the Toronto game, you know, losing that game. So being able to win these last two along with everything has made it a lot better.
Hi, Jason. This is Rosie. How are you?
Oh, hello, Marcus.
Are your teammates having fun at your expense a little bit as well with this whole saga? And at the same time, my follow-up question is, you know, in basketball, if someone's about to score maybe their 50th point, their teammates will give them the ball to find a way to, you know, try to let them get 50 points. In hockey, it's a little more difficult to do that, I would assume, to let you get that first goal tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they've been giving me a hard time, but it's all in good fun. And, again, I mean, we're winning games, so that's what really matters. And, especially in a time when we obviously need them. I can try to smooth, you know, Stalzi and Nino a little bit, but I don't know how well that's going to work if one of them gets a breakaway. I don't think they're going to pull up and look at me.
Probably not.
Hey, so let's go back a couple of years. Remember when your wife used to say, well, fiance at the time, probably, maybe even girlfriend, who knows, when she used to tease you about, I don't know, maybe a little drought that you had a couple of years ago, and we just couldn't get anything going for you, and it seemed like you were getting frustrated. Now we fast forward a couple of years, and you're on this streak. Well, the goal that you had Saturday against the Flyers, that was a little lucky, right? You kind of half whiffed on it, but then it goes off the goalie's pad and it goes in. Is it weird when you can't find a way to get the puck in the back of the net that you don't get that kind of luck, you don't get those kind of bounces, but then when you're running really hot and everything seems to be going your way, then those pucks seem to find a way to go in? Isn't that weird? Is hockey just weird like that?
It really is. And, you know, I think any sport's kind of that way. You know, I mean, if you're playing basketball, it can bounce off the rim 12 times and end up going in if you're hot. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way it is. But, you know, Carly can tell you one thing I always tell her is, as long as you're getting scoring chances, that means you're doing something right. And the times that I get really frustrated and upset is when I'm not getting scoring chances, because that means I'm obviously not playing the right way. I'm not using my speed or shooting the puck or whatever it may be. So that's usually when I get the most frustrated. So, you know, the past few games, I've obviously been getting those scoring chances and they're going in, which is great. But, you know, regardless, I think it just shows that, you know, our whole team is getting scoring chances right now, on a shift by shift basis. And that just means we're doing the right things. If we keep doing that, then we're going to keep having success.
Jason, it's Meat Sauce. How are you?
Good. How are you?
A+. I'm very proud of you you've been doing in your sport and at your job. Does it seem, and everybody uses this cliche all the time, I just talked over you, I don't really care. does it seem when you in this hot streak that you're in, is it like slow down? Everybody uses that cliche a lot in sports, but is that real?
I don't know. Not necessarily. I mean, I think it's more or less that you find yourself in the right position all the time. You know, that Philadelphia goal. I mean, I'd love to say that Matt Dumba meant to get the shot blocked and it bounced perfectly behind the net out to me on the other side. But, you know, if for me watching the video, I was in the right spot in the, you know, in the high slot, kind of just waiting, seeing, you know, any rebound that could possibly pop out in that area. And when it misses net and goes around that way, you know, I'm in the right position to be able to jump on the puck, which is, something, you know, that I look at for myself, wanting to make sure I'm doing on a normal basis. So I don't know if it necessarily slows down. I think it's just more or less you find yourself in the right spot and then, you know, the puck ends up finding your stick.
Hey, Jason, in your conversations with your good buddy Charlie Coyle, do you get a sense of how close he is to coming back, at least to start skating again, or where, you know, where he's at right now in his recovery? It's been a long recovery.
Yeah, it's definitely been a long time for him. And, you know, the one thing I'll say is with him, he's a guy that you never have to worry about as far as when he's going to be back. I mean, he'll somehow break the record for the fastest comeback of a broken leg. And, you know, he's an absolute workout animal. So I'm sure he's on his way back, working well. I don't know his exact progress. We haven't really seen him a whole lot after being on the road. And, you know, he's in at different times than us at the rink. So, why don't I talk to him and I'll have Carly text you.
That would be
an update,
fantastic.
Maybe you should check in with.
Well, we'll be texting about 30 or 40 times later today. So that just throw that into the mix.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
Yeah,
you can text me.
Add that on the side.
Okay. By the way, how's Charlie doing, Carly? Yeah. Okay, I got it. Hey,
Jason, obviously in hockey you guys play a playoff series, so you have to play the same team 3, 4, 5, whatever, 6, 7 times. Is it weird in the regular season, though, to have home and homes? Are there pros and cons of playing Philadelphia back-to-back like this?
Yeah, I mean, I really like it personally, especially against a team from the East that you only play twice a year. You don't really know them very well. Because you know their tendencies a little bit more, so you can start changing some things up. But at the same time, I mean, they're doing the same thing as us, watching video and seeing what they can exploit on us. It's nice that it's still fresh in our mind from the other night, and we can kind of use it to our advantage.
You're playing with Stalinito right now. It's your wife, by the way.
Hi.
Hey,
nice to meet you.
Hey. How different has that been from playing with Granlund and Koivu? Because I know, obviously, last year you guys had a ton of success together, and then all of a sudden you moved to Stalinino. What's the difference between the lines?
I mean, I think Mikko is that defensive stronghold that is very tough to break. I mean, he's always been that way. But on the flip side, he can really make plays in the offensive zone too. Granlund, everyone knows Granny is that playmaker that feeds pucks into areas that you never think are going to get through, and they just happen to land on somebody's stick for an empty net. You know, whereas Eric Staal, he's more of a north-south player. He skates, you know, I think him and I can skate really well together through the neutral zone and, in the offensive zone. And then playing with Nino, he's a big body. Nino goes in the net, he gets pucks back in the corner. I mean, on the goal that we ended up scoring, in Philadelphia, I was in a battle and Nino was, you know, he was the first one in there to help, you know, help me out, get the puck and get it back to Dumba. So that kind of shows his worth as well. You know, and he just creates a lot of havoc in front of the net. So I think it's two different dynamics of the lines. But I think they both work, you know, really well together.
Jason, more importantly, how quickly did you rush to see Hendricks when you got home from your road trip and just to, the whole, how your life has changed so dramatically in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been, you know, hockey completely aside, it's been the best couple of weeks ever. You know, I've done, as Carly can tell you, I've done absolutely everything for Hendricks.
Right.
Hour.
I thought it was great that you took him on the road trip with you.
I did. I brought him to Philly and on the whole road trip so Carly could sleep. And, no, but, you know, it's been amazing. And, I did. I got home. I went straight upstairs to see him and, see Carly. And, you know, it was really nice to be able to be home and have, we had Sunday off. So it was great to be able to spend time with Carly, Sophia and Hendricks and just relax a little bit.
Well, keep going, man. It's fun to watch, and congratulations as always. And my apologies for all the tweeting and such.
And don't screw I apologize up in advance for Rosie showing up next Thursday to Thanksgiving.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. They're not having another baby next Thursday, are they?
No, but it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Jason, call us back tomorrow when you break the NHL record for consecutive goals, okay? So score the first couple tonight. See you, man. Good luck tonight against Philadelphia.
Thanks, Jason. Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I thought you said
Carly's
bye.
Bored of him.
He's completely bored with him.
You didn't say goodbye, love him.
Do you ask him those questions at home? Do you ever like, so what's it like on line with Stahl and Nino as opposed to Granlin and Koivu?
I ask it differently. I mean, we talk a little bit about, but we don't really talk about hockey that much.
Sure. You want to know what I get? Here's what I get from Angie. How's work? Good. Okay.
Next.
Yeah. I mean, usually when he calls me after a game, I launch into so many. I mean, I've always done that. I'm like, this happened today or this happened. And then I'll be like, oh, yeah, good game.
Take out the trash. Yeah. Clean this room.
Right. And I always have a list on the dry erase board when he gets home. And I'm like, did you see your list of things to do?
Yeah, people realize athletes actually have real lives.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty.
It's the worst
in real life.
It's all like everybody else's, it's super boring, like everybody else.
And you know what? One more thing. I know you got to do something, AJ, but let me say, that's a good dude, man. Oh, you got a good one there, man. Honestly, we were talking about it this morning and reading his quotes and your quotes about how you have to, like, get him to congratulate himself and enjoy the good moments. That's just him, man. What a good dude. You cashed in, man.
I say, he is the easiest person to be a wife to. Like, he is so easy and wonderful and great. Yeah.
Aww.
Better than you could imagine.
Most of us are not used to success. We don't know how to be humble during success.
That's a good point. Yeah, you have to know it to learn it.
You have to practice by actually doing something correctly. AJ.
I have another giveaway. It's a giveaway day here on the Power Trip. I'm giving away a $50 gift card and tickets to a Perfect Circle at XL. Thanks to our friends at the CW. Watch Family Feud tonight, 6 p.m. CW Twin Cities. Call number 8 this time, 651-995-326, 800-320-5326.
And Sauce's dumb brother, Dav, is not eligible, but he loves a Perfect Circle.
He does, and he is mad that Hockey watches Orville.
Okay.
It's a good show.
Dav hates it. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Time now for the Vikings Report on The Fan. Presented by Hy-Vee. A helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings defensive end Brian Robinson joins the Power Trip after this from Hy-Vee.